So Brenda, you never did tell me what the doctor said about David. The boy grows so sweet and him so full of manners, you see. You must be proud of him.
A femi, you know. What you expect?
Anyways, the doctor say is low vision, my dear. And from him tell me, a pure fret me a fret cause me a wonder what I going to do with him now.
What you mean by what you going to do with him? Come on, man. Don't begin to sound like that. Once there is life, there is hope.
That are true still. But, you know?
Listen me. If nowhere else can help you with him, then me sure of one place.
Seriously? Where?
JSB, of course.
JSB?
Yes, Jamaica Society for the Blind.
But after him not blind, Lana, is low vision him have.
Brenda, relax. Me sure say JSB can help him.
Jamaicans with low vision can now benefit from the services offered by the Jamaica Society for the Blind, JSB. This as the entity has officially opened its newly constructed resource center to assist persons with this condition. The center, located at 111 and a half Old Hope Road, St. Andrew, was built at a cost of $25 million and was officially opened by Governor General Sir Patrick Allen. Low vision is a significant reduction of visual function that cannot be fully corrected by glasses, contact lenses, medical treatment, or surgery. It can result from a variety of diseases and injuries that affect the eye. The Governor General, who is also patron of the Society, says the opening of the Vision and Resource Center marks an important step in creating a genuine society of opportunity.
I am confident that the visually impaired and those with low vision will be able to receive a welcome boost and see new horizons for themselves as they make full use of these facilities.
The government of Japan was a major sponsor of the project by providing $11 million in donation through its Grant Assistance for Grassroots Human Security Project. Ambassador of Japan to Jamaica, Masanori Nakano, says this was in keeping with the Japanese government's ongoing support to improve the lives of persons with disabilities in Jamaica.
Japan and Jamaica share the view that no country can develop effectively without investing in its people. We wholeheartedly provide support where necessary because we believe that no one should be left behind.
Ambassador Nakano says as a long-standing development partner with Jamaica, the Japanese government is aware of the importance of having a viable health sector that will eventually contribute to the social economic well-being of all Jamaican citizens. He says the Embassy of Japan is pleased to have partnered with the JSB for the establishment of the resource center.
I sincerely hope that this new facility will contribute significantly to people with high risk of weak sight and no vision in improving their living conditions.
Executive Director of the JSB, Lola Marston, points out that before the establishment of the center, services for persons diagnosed with low vision in Jamaica were virtually non-existent.
Individuals who have been diagnosed with low vision find themselves in a very unique position, in that they are not considered to be blind, neither are they sighted. However, they are in need of services in order to enable them to function optimally.
Ms. Marston says the establishment of the Resource Center seeks to ensure that low vision services are available, affordable, and accessible to those in need. Services to be offered at the center include assessment of low vision needs, prescribing appropriate low vision devices, training in the use of these devices or aids, low vision counseling, and public education. The center will also provide counseling aimed at helping persons to adjust to sight loss. In addition, users will benefit from assessment, diagnosis and treatment of non-surgical eye disorders, screening for vision problems, prescribing and dispensing low-cost glasses. The World Health Organization estimates that there are 285 million people who are visually impaired worldwide. In Jamaica, approximately 100,000 adults are visually impaired.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.